It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, Polly!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, Polly!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
All right, welcome to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy. It's Friday, April 29th, 2022, and pretty busy studio. And by the way, Jeannie, you're going to carry me today. If you can't tell, my voice is just a little raspy, and I'm really not sure why. You said, what, are you singing too much? And I'm like, well, no, not since last Sunday. You got the volume going on there?
Can you hear me now?
Everybody seems to be messing with the volume lately, folks.
I can't hear anything.
Okay. You can't hear anything. All right.
It's just the way today is going, but we're going to rock this. How's there
that?
We go. Hey, I can
How's
hear
that?
You guys.
You good now, Nancy?
Yeah,
all
great.
All right, good, good, well, good.
Do I have to literally carry you? Because I have my heels on, and it doesn't go well.
I'll take the shoulders if you take the cane.
Man. We actually went there. Nice.
We love you, Paul.
Well, thank you. You know, it goes both ways today across the table. So a full house this morning. We have Mojave County GOP Chair Jeannie Kench in the house.
Thank you for having me.
Are we doing anything assessor related?
If somebody calls, I have answers.
Oh.
So
you always have
to,
answers, huh?
You know, but we're hoping that we can talk Republican today.
I'll mess with that in a minute. That's the weird headset.
Okay.
So there you go. Naturally, you get the weird one, right?
That's okay.
All right. Nancy Campbell's here as well. She's a marketing campaign committee person or committee chair.
Whatever you want to call me, I'm good.
For the Mojave County Republicans?
Yeah, we're just getting busy on getting a great message out to the community, and I get to be a part of it, which I'm extremely excited about.
We got some force going on here.
Right,
our
right.
Our committee's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right, and hopefully Kelly Ward will join us later on the phone, and we've got a message into Kelly. Kelly's busy, as we know. She's always busy.
She's
if she's not
Phoenix.
On the phone with President Trump, then she's doing something, right?
Three times this week, she said, so, you know.
Right.
She's a popular person.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, welcome to Speak Out, everybody, and congratulations to our Phoenix Suns, who beat New Orleans by 6 last night, 115-109. I don't know if you guys are following that or not, but Suns tearing it up. Chris Paul had... was it 13 or 14 straight baskets without a miss?
Wow.
It's an NBA playoff record. Think about that.
Wow. Just
NBA playoffs. It's almost like baseball when you think about it. That's a long time to span to actually capture a record like that. So, anyway, they move on to play the Dallas Mavericks. I just got the time on that game for Monday night at 7 p.m. Tomorrow's a pretty special occasion here in Lake Havasu. I don't know if you guys know this, but Kyle Petty's charity Ride Across America is coming to Lake Havasu City.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Kyle Petty and I think his father, Richard Petty, too.
Really? When is this? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow at the Hampton Inn at 3:30. They're due to arrive around 3:30. So KNTR Sports, Steve is going to go live and do a whole hour with the Kyle Petty Right Across America people. It's not just going to be 2-minute segments like a remote.
Well, that's exciting.
He's going to do like a special edition of the Amateurs on KNTR Sports tomorrow on 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM. So all three frequencies, you'll be able to hear that coverage from the Hampton Inn here in Lake Havasu City when Kyle Petty's people ride in. It's about 125 motorcycle riders. It's not a bicycle ride across America. It's an actual Harley run across America.
Well, that's exciting. So how long are they going to be here? Do you know?
They're coming from Phoenix. They're going to be here. I think the event, the meet and greet is until 5, and I believe they're leaving Sunday morning. So, yeah.
They and the meet and greet is at
the Hampton Inn.
At the Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Get another council member on it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Or my girlfriend, Jeannie, you'll come.
All right. Where are those boots that are made for walking?
There you
and
go.
Right?
Those boots that are made for action.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. And then tomorrow, the D-backs and Cardinals, they start at 11:15. Pretty busy weekend. And the Diamondbacks and Cardinals on Sunday at 11:15. And then they move on to Miami to take on the Marlins on Monday. Again, Suns and Mavericks, game one is Monday, 7 p.m. So, man, and the Cardinals did well in the draft last night, picking up a speedy wide receiver from Baltimore. So the sports world is happy right now in the Phoenix Metro and the whole state of Arizona. Gotta love our Cardinals.
Gotta love it.
Yeah,
gotta
absolutely. Love it. So, ladies, there's so much going on right now. Where do we want to start? You want to start with the picnic?
Certainly. July 16th is going to be our picnic up in the Wallapies where it's nice and cool and everybody's going to need a break. And we've got a lot of great plans. We're going to have a lot of great speakers. Basically, this will be their last time, most likely, that they'll all be able to convince you to vote for them prior to the primary. Because the primary is August 4th. And I'm excited. We have candidates coming from all over the state. They're excited. We have a really good name for our picnic. I mean, as far as, oh yeah, we heard about that picnic. We'll be there. Make sure you put us down. So, and Paul is going to be our speaker there as well, moderator.
MC.
MC.
Oh, you're MCing.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
But she buried the lead. That's the lead.
Oh.
I'm kidding with
you're
you.
We're carrying Paul, remember? We're carrying
that's
Paul
right,
today.
That's right.
I'm kidding.
I am excited that Paul's going to be there. And so we are all excited you're going to be
there.
And
the logistics are wild. Nancy can appreciate this. I'm playing in Seligman the night before.
Oh, wow. I love Seligman.
Black Cat X at the Black Cat Bar.
Maybe we need to be there, too.
No, well, I wouldn't go there.
I'll be getting
then,
prepared for a picnic.
But then load out and drive away and all that is probably around 11:30, 12 o'clock at night.
Oh.
And then head to Kingman, and then get up and do it at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So
you can do this.
I'm a young
it's
man.
It's
going
to be
right?
earlier
and
than
if
that,
we
you
have
know.
To carry you through that day, too, we'll
I won't be having my heels on, so we'll be good.
We'll be dragging you through this. That's why you say, no, I'm sure you're going to do phenomenal.
Yeah, so you got a debate on it. Who gets the heavy end, right? That's what we talk about with road cases. So that's perfect. No, that's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
He does have a big head.
Jeannie.
On that side. So you get the feet. I get the, you know,
ouch. It's the shoulders, man.
It's the shoulders.
So anyway,
the shoulders.
So Jeannie asked me, and I said, wow, I'm booked the night before. But it's Seligman, and Seligman to Kingman isn't too bad.
An hour
and if
15
I get,
minutes.
If I get 5 hours, I'm good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You figure I'll get to bed about 2:30 a.m. I'll be good to go.
You'll be good to go.
It's
you're
not
fine.
Until 10 a.m. and I got
no
drive
problem.
Up to the Wallapies. I'll just stay in Kingman.
I used to do that all the time in my 20s.
Yeah, right.
When was that? A whole
now,
over
now,
century?
Now 38 years later. Yeah, right. No, for me.
Yeah, right.
For me. You're much younger than I.
No.
So there you go.
So
but that'll be
eating?
A lot of fun. And you have a new sound system
yes,
for those people.
Yes, we'll have
people.
A new sound system because we did. It was a little too quiet. We're going to really wake up the Wallapai Mountains. We're going to have a new sound system. I'm going to have him as our MC, so I'm not having to run around and entertain the candidates as well as speaking. It's just going to be a fantastic event.
I sure enjoyed the picnics. I really do.
Yeah,
they're fun.
Yeah.
So you're going to have two different tents, though, right?
We're going to have, we have the pavilion,
the main pavilion,
and then the big tent as well. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And sound in both of those this year. So that's a big difference.
It's going to be great. We're going to have lots of baskets for raffles. We'll have a couple guns that, we'll be getting. And I'm just excited. We're getting ready for
it. So I don't know if you saw the news this morning, but Steve Gaynor dropped out of the governor's race.
I did not see that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I got a little warning yesterday from Matt Salmon's people. They texted me and said, hey, but in about 5 minutes, Steve Gaynor's going to announce he's out of the race.
Yeah.
Well, how does that affect you? They weren't really sure. But is Gaynor a conservative like Kimberly Yee, who also pulled out in January, or is he more moderate Republican? Do we know?
No, he was very conservative. Yes. Very bright man. Actually, I'm kind of upset about that because he was a definite contender. But he spent so much time on the redistricting that he was very honorable by not going out there and spreading the redistricting message and spreading his his candidacy message. So he really didn't start till after the first of the year. Once the redistricting was done, then he started going out there on the campaign trail. And I think that really hurt his candidacy.
I could totally agree. He focused so much on that, and it was a very difficult process, that redistricting, and it was uncomfortable. So when you're out trying to campaign on a topic that's just so passionate for people, I feel he couldn't get his message out of what kind of governor he could be.
Yeah, and he was very successful with redistricting. We actually
100%.
Had, yeah, we did very well, as the Republican Party did very well on that, just by being involved, and the people were out there in droves actually speaking to the redistricting campaign, committee, and so we did quite well.
Right.
But unfortunately, his candidacy did suffer on that. So I didn't hear that. So thank you for that updated information.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to read a statement from Matt Salmon, but I can't seem to bring it in. I'll have to get to that later. Right now it's too small to read, and it's running off the screen for me. So anyway, I think when I saw and heard the news about Gaynor and thinking if he is a conservative, I don't think that's going to help Kerry Lake at all. I think a lot of the I know Kerry Lake has the Trump endorsement, but I think the conservatives, the true conservatives in the party, are behind Matt Salmon.
Those two align quite closely, and they were together on a lot of different campaigns. So I can see a lot of Gaynor's supporters heading to Matt Salmon's as well.
I agree. I agree with that, Paul.
Oh, okay.
We all agree.
Yeah.
Wow. Among Republicans, that's crazy.
Because we are united, we stand.
And Nancy, they're both sporting the red today, Nancy and Jeannie. Yours is more of a burgundy, more of a UNLV vibe going on.
But I can't see this on the radio, Paul.
But no, I'm describing the color.
Okay.
But Nancy's definitely got the fire red going on.
Yeah.
Well, Jeannie's shirt matches your emblem a little bit better.
Oh, yeah,
Arizona.
There you go. It's more Sedona red.
Yeah.
That's what they call
it. The Diamondbacks, yeah.
Yeah, Sedona red. There you go.
Right.
All right. So
that's the picnic. Well, one of the other things that we're excited about is the party that is actually up in the Colorado City. I know I've spoken in the past of some of the stuff that's gone on with Colorado City. They are a community that is healing, extremely healing. It is really fantastic to watch. I've been watching it since I became the assessor, and I've been helping them up there, and they are some beautiful people that have woken up and are getting involved in politics now. And so we, for the first time ever, the Republican Party of Mojave County now has some PCs up there, and we have a party up there, and we're going to have a candidate forum on June 11th. Is that June 11th, and it's going to be in Cottonwood Park. It's going to be outside. It's going to be beautiful. We got a lot of candidates coming up, and this will give the opportunity for the candidates to speak to the people up there. As far as I know, in fact, I do know, they are the reddest city in all of Arizona. I'm checking to see if they're the reddest city in the country.
Wait, is that by registration?
Yeah, it's by registration. They are 96% Republican.
Holy moly!
Yes.
Well, you had made an amazing statement to me about that, that they know what it's like to be
socialist.
Socialist they tyranny. Said, kind of
send the people to me. We'll explain to them what it's like to be in a socialist country, because that's what they've been living, or that's what they were living, and they're not anymore.
And they're breaking through.
Yeah.
And that's so important for Arizona as well.
It's really a blessing, and I'm glad that they are getting involved. And like I said, they're definitely very red up there, so it's exciting to be up there.
That's an amazing analogy or analysis. I hadn't really thought about that, because they had Warren Jeffs telling them this, you know, this is what you do, this is how much you pay, this is who you get married to,
man had every phone bugged in the entire community.
Now, that's
I am telling you, because I have seen the wires and the phones in about six of the houses. There were systems in there that allowed him to bug into other people. So this is how he would be able to look at that 14-year-old child and say, I know you were speaking to a boy. You better stop speaking to a boy, because, you know, the powers that be told me so. So they really thought he was a prophet and that he was speaking to God, okay, because he was listening to them on their conversations, and they didn't know it.
So God was really AT&T.
Yeah.
That's a three-letter word, too, right?
Yeah. And literally just down. How far away is this from, you know, Lake Havasu City? What is your drive there?
It takes me 45 minutes to fly there, five hours to drive there.
Okay.
It's just south of the Utah border.
Uh-huh.
It's above the Big Ditch, as I say. Most beautiful country you've ever been in. It's Zion country. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they have, with our Cottonwood Park, it's probably the most beautiful park I've ever been in. The big cottonwood trees that reach down to the ground. And, you know, your whole families can sit in there for pictures, and it's just beautiful there. But this was what they went through. I mean, that's why they thought he was a prophet. They knew everything he was taught. They knew when he was, people were trying to escape, right, and they would catch them before they escaped because he heard it on the phones.
And this is real.
This
is a real thing.
Right.
This is not disinformation. This is a real story
talk
to the real people there, and how amazing that so many of them are embracing and even trusting any political party at this point. So that's
huge.
Deal.
And you know, it might not have happened this year, but I think that I didn't give up on the people up there. And they've said multiple times, as with my assessor hat on, they came to me and they would say, "Thank you for giving up on us." And so when they would say that, it was because they realized I was the big bad government at first, and then they realized I was doing everything I could to maybe make their values a little bit better, so it was easier for them to purchase their own home, and all the things that I did do, they realized was helping them, and with that they had a trust. So then when I came in as the chairman of the Republican Party, they opened their arms to me, and it was fantastic. Just been great all along, so very excited.
Wow.
And
ready to take a break?
Certainly.
All right, well, you actually requested Aaron Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if we can pull up something. Here's something, a song that I know. This is an acoustic version of It's Been a While, because I said stained Aaron Lewis or country Aaron Lewis, and you said country.
Absolutely.
And, well, I know rock Aaron Lewis, because I used to play a lot of Stain back in the day. So, all right, we'll go to break, and we're going to come back, and we'll talk about our own candidates forum here in Lake Havasu City. We have that going on. We've got a new jingle, different versions of which. It's kind of in the development stage.
That's right.
Right, Nancy?
That's right.
It's development stage. You got it.
All right, in the development stage.
Yep.
Perfect. And we're going to go ahead and go to some Aaron Lewis. I have to preview his music before I can find something a little bit more upbeat, but I do know this song, not real upbeat, but it's acoustic, so there you go. All right, we'll be back with more on Speak Out in just a moment. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Mojave County GOP Chair Jeannie Kench and Marketing Campaign Committee Chairperson. Yeah?
Yeah, sounds good. Boots on the ground. We're going to educate everybody what a PC is, okay?
Right,
okay.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to be PC, but we want PCs.
Right,
all
right,
right.
And it's not a computer.
And that's Nancy Campbell, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Shine.
right, let's tell people what's going on here. Jeannie.
All righty.
What's going on with this one?
Okay, so this is one of the ideas we have for our boots campaign. And Nancy and I got together. We decided that the only way that we can win this election is if we have more boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. So we created a boots campaign. You can go on our website and see. You can now sign up to be a precinct committeeman quite easy on our website. But to get people there, we decided we needed to do some jingles, we needed to do some songs, we needed to do some videos. So we got together with some very talented people, and we created these demos that we have right here. We're looking at having our message in different genres. So this was one of our nice little country genres. We have a blues one. We're also going to have videos. We did a video taping just Wednesday at the Flying X of line dancers dancing to this music. It is going to be fantastic. We're hoping that this can go everywhere, because when you really think about it, the Republican Party has never advertised for themselves before. They've advertised for candidates, but they've never advertised for themselves. You know, as a business owner or past business owner, what do you do when you need more customers? You advertise, right? You get on the radio and you tell people to come to you. So why aren't we doing that as the Republican Party? So we're thinking outside the box, Nancy and I. When I sent the infamous text to her, I said, I'm thinking about maybe doing a campaign for PCs. What do you think? She says, only if we do it right. So guess what? We're doing it right. And so these are some samples that we're going to show you. There are our ideas that we're hoping to get elsewhere to some big voices and some big people that that can, you know, we're hoping to go nationwide on this is what we'd like to do. We'll see where that goes. But I think they're great ideas, and the songs are fantastic. We got Carolyn and Virgil Vendito have been helping us with this. They're some of the most talented people in Havasu, and I couldn't thank them enough for putting their talents together to put a lot of this together. Because you got to put your idea, mm-hmm. and then you get the big names, right?
Right.
And we're finding out we actually know some big names, so we'll probably end up going down that route.
Right. And Kyle Campbell and Melanie Vendito also stepped up, and they put themselves out there even in these videos, mm-hmm. to present. And, again, in marketing, what we have to do to get to the end picture is bring together an organized package from branding to marketing to the message. And our message is, if people do not get involved, we are going to lose this country, mm-hmm. hands down. You know, maybe our phones will all be, maybe that's, you know, the new God might be coming into our rooms as too. But let's hope not, and we're going to fight back. So I don't care if you're serving our community or if you're local or national, we need a consistent, united message. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with, but it does have both songs, lyrics, have very strong messaging about what is happening to all of us in this country. And so when Jeannie came and asked me, I said, you know, we can't just do all these random ads. We have to really come together. And so now, why don't you explain to everybody what you are going to be doing here in June and why we are rushing to get as much of this together as we possibly can. And I will tell you, the 3.5-hour taping we did 2 days ago, what did George say? It was a $100,000 project, yeah. that we did in 3.5 hours. Yeah. I mean, if we had all volunteers, all locals,
magical.
A Flying X Saloon donated their time.
Chewy was fantastic. I mean, just opened the doors for us to allow us to come in and do this in our vision.
Yeah, and from the cinematographer, George, and we just had so many people unite and said, this is just fun. This is fun from the line dancers.
Yes.
I mean, tons of line dancers coming in and supporting us on this project. So stay tuned, everybody. We are in the demo stage.
Yeah.
We have been running really, really hard so that Jeannie can take this where, Jeannie?
To Washington.
That's right. And so when are you doing this?
The end of June, and I plan on pitching our idea to the right people so they can understand, it's going to work here. So if it works here and it works in Arizona, it's going to work everywhere. So it's the message. And you know, like she said, we've had everybody step up. They did thousands of hours of work free.
Right.
That's how important it is to everybody to get this message out. And of course, you know, we have an amazing community that that does that, and we have amazing people here, and everybody just stepped up. The gentleman that came from Phoenix, he's a very important and
professional cinema photographer, right. his own gas money.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even buy him lunch that day. You know?
Nobody ate lunch Nobody that ate. Day. None of our extras, anything. So it was water and go until I felt like I needed to collapse. But mm-hmm. we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have something to present, and it's going to continue to grow.
Yeah.
So all the Aaron Lewis's out there and what Kid Rocks, be prepared. We have some.
We're coming to you.
We're coming to you. We're coming after
right,
you.
Right. Just keep it arable if you're a Kid Rock, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
That's
recent
true.
Recent song that he did. But no, we were hoping to get Kelly Ward on the line as well. And I wanted to ask you, I wanted to ask Kelly, so I'll ask you, Jeannie, how much does the state party have in this? Are they just waiting to see what the end product is, or are they involved in the whole process?
Well, let's see. Our state chairman, Kelly Ward, was dancing as one of the dancers on Wednesday.
I figured she'd try to be a backup singer.
Yeah,
she would have.
She would have. She would have if we had that opportunity. We had Penny Pugh from Gozar's office there as well. She's amazing boots, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And
they can dance.
And they can dance. And so they're being involved. And she's going to help me in the Washington venue there.
Right.
So everybody's behind us on this. It's very exciting. We were told by Kyle. He said we were starting with just a jingle for the radio. Let's start this. And he looked at us and he says, "You want to get young people to be involved in the Republican Party? It needs to be visual." So that's why we're doing visual. We're doing visual. We're doing line dancing. We're hoping people will pick up on the line dance, and our songs will be so popular that everyone's going
to
be.
And the Republican Women's Club is going to start, and you've talked to her, I think, Amy Boggs already, about the Young Republican
mm-hmm.
Club.
Mm-hmm.
And both of our songwriters are both in their 30s, and they're local.
Yep.
And they are the songwriters of, hopefully, the end game that we go national with this.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, we think big. We think big.
Have to.
You
There's
got
a
it.
Lot on the line.
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy, along with Mojave County Republican Chair Jeannie Kench and Marketing Campaign Committee Person Nancy Campbell, or coordinator,
yep.
or director. Or
slash city council.
El Presidente.
yes, and many hats in there. Yeah, I wear a lot of hats. But again,
right.
yeah, the message is definitely needs to be out there in the local and national level.
So multiple house hats wearer, Nancy Campbell. There you
That's
go.
That's right.
Sorry
yep.
to cut you off on that.
No worry. No worry.
All right. Are you used to that from council, by the way?
What's that?
Getting cut off.
Yeah. But you ought to know me by now. I fire right back. Mayor, question. Mayor, statement. Mayor.
And she definitely modulates. Perfect. All right. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy. Right. Speak out. We'll continue. Stay
Thank
with us.
You.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy, along with Jeannie Kench and Nancy Campbell, talking Republican politics today for Mojave County, state of Arizona, and on the national level as well. And I got to remind everybody, Speak Out's brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, SamsGuns.com, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, Horizon Community Bank, also Mojave Community College, GDK LLC, SunPower by Esme Electric, Herb's Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on. Send Thane an email, T-O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. There. Emphatically, right? All right, perfect. So
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, and we kind of left it with this. There's another candidates forum that's coming, and Jeannie's like, which one are we talking about?
Okay, yeah, right, because, you know, I'm not putting it on. I put so many events on. I'm like, my brain was going crazy, going, what are you talking about?
So Nancy Jeannie thought she was getting voluntold again, right?
Yeah. More jobs for Jeannie and I. More jobs. What are we doing now, right?
This one's actually presented by KNTR Talk, today's News Herald, and the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. And it's going to be on June 29th, 6 p.m., at the Performing Arts Center. And I believe we have a special guest on the phone, if we played our cards right here, and my technology skills are intact.
That's how I'm feeling
you,
over here.
Is that you, Kelly Ward?
It is me, Kelly Ward. Thank you for the reminder, Jeannie.
Sure.
I was just finishing up a podcast here, and I'm so glad. I don't know what you guys have already played. I haven't seen, but hopefully you've gotten to hear the amazing songs that are inspirational, telling people to get their boots on the ground and get to work and save this country. We had such an awesome, awesome time at the Flying X with a whole bunch of Republican, you know, all the line dancing, all of the fun, all of the music, all of the energy that we are going to put into winning elections in Mojave County and across the whole state and across the whole country.
Yes, Kelly. Well, we listened a little bit to one of them, and we're looking to try to get Kyle's on right now. We're having some technical difficulties, but we're really glad you called in.
They're not really technical difficulties; they're more like operator errors.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I'm going to call this. My operating error says server malfunction.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They have shut down this little box we're sitting in here, and there's no servers here. So yeah, we are trying to get Kyle's song out there, like you said, Kelly. They are both very inspirational songwriters, and we're gonna move it forward.
Our boots campaign is the most important thing, in our message, and Kelly's doing everything she can to make sure that she's beside us getting this out.
And
I want to give kudos to Jeannie. Chairwoman Jeannie Kench is one of the strongest Republican chairwomen in this state and across the whole country.
Aww.
She is really working hard to unite the Republican Party, to get the message out about, you know, what it means to be a Republican and why getting on our team is actually going to make our cities, our state and the nation better, and the world better, really, too. So I thank you, Jeannie, for all you do.
Oh, thank
you, Nancy,
Kelly.
Thank you for basically being the director of our little shindig earlier this week, because that was a herd of cats that you had in front of you. You did a great job managing
and,
it.
And, you know, when you're dealing with the volunteers and, you know, everybody's doing stuff for free and you're trying to deal with time frames, but, you know, even your help, we all jumped in. What a great team. Boy, did we get some content.
Yeah, we
got
did.
Some great content,
yes.
And now we just got to put it all together and get you guys to take it as far as we need to take it.
Yeah,
you know?
You are a darn good dancer, too, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's a fake dancer. Don't look at my feet.
Kelly, I thought you'd be the first person to go onto the backing vocals part of any of the tracks, especially with your love for karaoke.
I was trying to give Kyle some direction about, you know, getting into his song, because he was just singing and he sounded so awesome. But I wanted him to get some Elvis moves in, but he wasn't buying into it.
Well, Kelly, you got to understand that boy. He's a songwriter, and so basically, in the end, maybe we'll find it. You know, we're talking to you. Need to get out and talk to Kid Rock. And,
yeah, we need some connections to get some good names on.
And not that they both weren't absolutely phenomenal,
yes.
But you know, we have some great lyrics that need to be in the hands of
some great singers that are going to rock this idea.
Yeah. Well, we'll help. As soon as it's all out, we're going to be promoting it on the AZGOP site as much as you guys will let us. We love it.
Absolutely.
So, Kelly, you weren't part of the conversation earlier, but we were talking about Steve Gaynor dropping out of the race for governor, a conservative candidate. What does that do to – I mean, I know what it does to the field, but what does it do to the race as far as you now have a conservative – in Matt Salmon, and the other two conservatives, which were Kimberly Yee and Steve Gaynor, not in the race. Does this help Salmon at all?
Well, I guess it remains to be seen, but I will tell you, I think that Kerry's pretty conservative too, And, yeah, I think we'll see how things manipulate and how the cards fall. I did talk to Steve yesterday. It was wonderful for him to give me a call, let me know it was going to happen before it happened. And, I asked him, what are you going to do next? I'm sure you're being courted by three people.
Right.
And he's like, yes, I'm being courted. But I told him one major decision in a day is more than enough. So he's letting that play out. It doesn't sound like he's going to throw his support behind anybody yet. But yeah, he's a good conservative candidate. I know he's going to help us to defeat Katie Hobbs or whoever the Democrats put up. I think it will be Katie. Crazy radical leftist progressive Trump hating Katie. And he's going to help us to make sure that she is nowhere near the ninth floor in being the governor of this great state.
Right. Are you surprised right now at Kyrsten Sinema and how she's playing a part, helping the Republican Party on Capitol Hill?
Who?
We could say who all we want, but you know, with Sinema and Manchin, it's really keeping the Democrats from their progressive agenda rolling over us.
She's not really helping the Republican Party. She's helping the tutu wearing crazy person herself. She wants political power. This is a way for her to get it. She wants to convince people that she's in the middle of the spectrum when really she is a radical leftist. I hope that the Democrats challenge the heck out of her in 2024. I hope Ruben Gallego runs against her. They need to spend some money fighting each other, and we need to let them do it. You're not going to hear me giving her praise for doing the job that she should do. I want a Republican in that seat. I want a Republican in the seat where the astronaut is, and I want a Republican in the seat that she's holding on to right now.
No, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense. Kelly, you know, we all know that you have a friendship with former President Trump. And have you spoken with the president lately? Now with Twitter coming back up and his own social media platform that he's been talking about, have you been talking to Trump lately, like in the past week or so?
Yes. I have talked to him several times in the last week, and he's doing very well, and he's keeping his eyes very focused on Arizona. And he knows that there's a lot of primaries coming up in May in other states, but he is watching Arizona like a hawk. He wants America First people to be in place at all levels, and so keep your ears open, because you never know, we might do some endorsements soon.
Right. How are fundraising efforts going right now at the state level for the state GOP?
They're going great. That we always will take more, though. Remember, we are doing very, very well. The lucky thing for us at the state level is that we can take unlimited political contribution into our state account from individuals or from companies. So if people want to put their money where their mouth is and they want to help us to turn this state red, we're wide open to do that. They can go to azgop.com, click on the donate button, get involved. We've got something called the Reagan Circle. The entry level is $1,000 per calendar year. We're having lots of different events, meet and greets, round tables, et cetera, with political movers and shakers, and we'd love people to help us keep this party strong so that we are able to provide a smooth road for our candidates to ride on to get into office, put their policies in place, and save this country.
So, Kelly, we got a caller in.
Oh, thanks,
yeah.
Jeannie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You said you pick up the slack.
Yeah.
we're carrying Polly today.
they're trying. For some reason, my voice.
I was all excited. Somebody wanted to call in and talk to Kelly.
Yeah, my voice decided it was gig day and decided to check out. So, all right, let's take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, hi. Did I hear somewhere you guys made a commercial here in Lake Havasu?
Yes.
Well, you did?
Well, it's not really a commercial. It's a video.
We were in production. Let's just say we're producing two commercials, videos, whole marketing campaign. It's called Boots on the Ground Marketing Campaign. That is in Lake Havasu City that is expanding into Mojave County. Obviously, Kelly Ward will tell you that she's excited to see it on the state level. And Jeannie's going to take it nationally. But we have a lot of work to do, and but we are moving forward quickly. I hope I answered your question. By the way, this is Councilmember Campbell.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And thanks for using Lake Havasu people to make that commercial.
You bet. Best people around, huh?
Yeah. Oh, they definitely put in the time over there on Flying X to do the video, but we have some people editing it and putting it all together, so you guys will all see it soon.
Great.
All right, perfect.
Very good.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Kelly, we also talked about the Republican picnic that's coming up the 16th?
Right, of July.
Of July. Right. And you're going to be there as well, correct?
I believe so. I can't wait for the picnic. It's always great to be in the Wallapies in the summer to escape a little bit of the Havasu heat and to gather with like-minded patriots who are banding together to put America first.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were actually the motivation that Jeannie used. She said, if you don't MC it, Paul, then Kelly can't do her job at the picnic. So we definitely expect to see you at the picnic. She's very coercive in that way. So.
That's good. When you're dealing with a lot of volunteers, you need to be able to get them to say yes.
Right.
That works.
Now, we're going to have early voting going on at that point, correct?
Yes.
In the middle of July. What's the strategy there with the picnic, early voting? Is this more geared towards the primary or the general when it comes to
definitely the
picnic in midsummer?
Yeah, definitely the primary. And I think you're going to find a lot of people that that are involved in the party, mm-hmm. a lot of them don't go out there that first day of early voting. They wait because there's so much that happens. Well, you know, the surprises that happen 30 days before. So they kind of wait. Those that are really involved.
Well, yeah, look at the presidential in 2016 where we had people on the ballot who dropped out before we actually got to vote. And we want everybody to vote, and if there's any chance that their vote won't go in, then I want them to go vote early. Mm-hmm. My preference is that you go in person and vote at the library or wherever you're able to vote. I'm not a big fan of no-excuse mail-in voting. I think that people should have to have a reason to mail their vote, whether they're in the military or they're sick and there's some reason that they can't go, not just because of convenience. I think these unmanned drop boxes are illegal and they should be stopped in Arizona. And I think that our signature verification process needs to be uniform from county to county because Mojave County looks at the signatures. We saw that Maricopa County doesn't. And so that disenfranchises voters in Mojave County because they're accepting potentially illegal votes. I think that if you don't have proper ID, that's an illegal vote. And it's countering our votes, and we can't let that happen.
Right. Well, Mojave County does a wonderful job, so we can all feel real safe and secure
with
our vote. Right.
Kelly, we have to let you go. We only have a limited number of time here. And is there anything else you wanted to get out there before we let you disconnect from the show?
I hope everybody will go to azgop.com, find out what's going on, sign up for our information, make a contribution if you would like. Love to see you communicate directly with me too. Just my personal website is kellyward.com, Kelly with an I, because I care about the people, and I'd love to see you and interact with you and engage with you on social media at kellywardaz. See you soon.
Thanks, Kelly.
Perfect.
Thanks, Kelly.
See you in July. I'll see you in July, Kelly. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Always great when Kelly Ward calls in. And let's go ahead and go to the Kyle version.
Oh, yeah. You guys are going to love this if you like blues.
Okay. Yeah. And again, this is...
Listen to the message.
All right. Perfect. I'm going to let you ladies go while we go. We're going to use this to go to break.
Great. Okay.
And then we will...
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everybody.
Absolutely. Fast hour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Thanks to Nancy Campbell and Jeannie Kench for being on the program. And also Kelly Ward, of course, state chair. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Yes, help us now. We need boots on the ground. We need your boots. Your boots. Your boots.
stand up and fight, cause this is our time of need. Let's stop them now, don't follow the crowd that's living in tyranny. Can you help us? Will you help us? We need more boots on the ground. Can you help us? We need more.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Don't forget about the Oh Say Can You See military exhibit. Today is the last day for the exhibit at the Views at Lake Havasu. That's 2110 Swanson Avenue over by ASU at Lake Havasu. And it's open and free to the public during the month of April. Today is the last day, if you didn't hear me the first time. The Mojave Military Museum will display authentic U.S. military uniforms, photographs, historical militaria. Also, exhibit items are contributed by Lake Havasu City veterans, businesses, and residents. Educate, curate, honor, and preserve the Mojave Military Museum. If you want more information, call 714-400-5191. All right, take a deep breath, because Hannity is up next after news and a short break. So stay with us for Sean Hannity, Karate Man, after news and a short break. I'm Paul LaVoy, living the dream in Lake Havasu City.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.